about the Great Barrier Reef. No, I'm not here to talk about fish. I'm here to talk about coral bleaching. Not great. So, first of all, imagine you're a mushroom coral. Choose any colour right now. Done? Good. Anyway, there's a few things you need to know about yourself right now. You are a plant, animal, and also a rock, a bit like a jellyfish, but you produce a limestone skeleton that they can't. And your best friend's a microscopic algae that produce food in the form of sugar with sunlight. Basically like a solar panel, living solar panel. Anyway, oh yes, and also I must mention now, coral get their colour from their microscopic algae. Now, you're a coral in a bleaching event. Your best friends are algae, like I said before. You give them shelter, they give you food. Simple, simple. Suddenly your home becomes hot, and it lasts much longer than you can possibly bear. Your algae go into hyperdrive and start producing active forms of oxygen because it's above 30 degrees Celsius, and active forms of oxygen are basically stuff that's in bleach. So they try to bleach you from the inside out, but you stop that by using pulse inflation to remove it. Yeah, simple. But by removing it, you have a new threat. Starvation. And bacteria that try to infect you with diseases. Not great. Anyway, coral around you start to die from lesions, which is a disease that kills off your tissue, and some coral being cooked alive because it's so hot, and others are just starving to death. You're one of the ones that dies from lesions. Anyway, some coral near you somehow survives. But to survive, they take back their microscopic algae, and also they had a bit of lesions, so they have to heal the tissue that got destroyed. Yeah, you die. They live. It's sad. Anyway, this is what happens in the Great Barrier Reef in a coral bleaching event. It's not great, is it? Kind of sad, mostly. Anyway, it gets even worse, though. Scientists have predicted that coral bleaching events will become more frequent and more common every decade, which means coral might not have time to recover. There is stuff, though, that you can do to help slow it down. Like, well, either I only kind of know one way, which is to go more to battery power and use less, well, of the grid power, because they come from from energy generators that run off like coal or fossil fuel and other stuff like that. And try and go solar. That's always good. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. I am Maggie, as I will tell you again, and I am making this late, so if I have done a pronunciation mistake, please do not blame me, and thank you for watching. No, technically you're not watching, you're listening. Thank you very much for listening, and I am doing this at 9:30 at night.